You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I'm going to talk about the very specific aspect, but it's really halach lemaisa because it might be pretty serious. How high a person has to put the mezuzah on their doorway, and if I just say, oh, you're supposed to put it on the top third, that makes it easy, but what happens if there are other considerations that might shift me upwards or downwards? And the considerations would be the following. If you go into a kindergarten classroom, or a first grade classroom, or a second grade classroom, so how high should the mezuzah be? Should a piece of staff the children should reach it? Is it l'chatchila, v'di'eved, one way or the other way? Let's say you have a tall person, very tall person, or and it's a short doorway, so should that adjust it to the higher end? Let's say you have an arch which we have to talk b'chlal if it's chayv mezuzah in the first place. That'll be if we have time at the very end of this year. But where do you put it on the arch? If an arch is divided into a vertical part and then the curvy part, do you look at it at the top third of only the flat part, or the top third of the entirety of the doorway? So we have different permutations to this issue that we're going to begin with the very beginning of the sugya, which is Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph in source number 1. And we actually have a machlokas about this. Amar Rav Zera Masna Amar Shmuel Mitzvah Hanicha B'Tchilas Shlisha Elyon. What does Tchilas Mishlisha Elyon mean? So I have to divide my doorway into three vertical sections, and within the top section, the top third, I have to put at the bottom part of that top third of the doorway, which is what most people do in normal circumstances. Rav Huna Amar Magbiya min hakarka tefach, it has to be at least a tefach above ground. Umarchik min hakora tefach, and you have to make sure it's a tefach away from the ceiling. And anywhere between the top tefach, which is off limits, and the bottom tefach, which is also off limits, kol hapesach kulo kosher lemezuzah. Any place within between the top and the very top and the very bottom are off limits, the rest of it is totally fine. Now, join me inside in the second paragraph, where the Gemara is going to bring a braisa that seems to only work with one of these shitas and not the other. Meisvei magia magbia mina karka tefach umarchik mina kara tefach, and the rest of it v'chal pezukula kashul mezuzah de Rabbi Yehuda. Well, that's exactly like Rav Huna. That's okay. So Rav Huna, the Amora, could go like Rav Yehuda, the Tana that we just saw in this braisa. The problem is the next line. Rav Yossi Omer, he's not really going to say put in the top third. What is he going to say? He makes a drasha. Kshara temuch savtam. Makshira begova. Just like when you tie your tefillin, you tie it high up. What does that word mean? What does it mean that you tie your tefillin high up?
Bicep.
What? On the bicep, meaning on the part of the arm that's the fatter. Like if I work out and I do my curls with my weights, that's the upper, that's where I'm popping out, as the high school kids say, right? Okay, so none of the Rishonim say that, actually. You could have said a few things, and that wasn't one of them. What does it mean? Ma kshira begova. So you'll see that Rashi, a few lines below in the italics, has a girsa different than our Gemara. He says, ma kshira tefillin begova harosh. He's not even talking about yad. He says, just like it's not between your eyes, as a pasuk might indicate, but it's on top of your head. You're making a good point. Maybe that will be a reason why other Rishonim will argue on this point. You're right. Afksiva begova. So just like there's a the Gemara has this hekesh, the Rabbi Yossi is darshaning this hekesh between mezuzah and tefillin, just like tefillin is at the height, according to Rashi, the height of the head, on top of the head, not on the side of the head, but which, you know, the very top of the head. Afksiva has to be begova. So now, you noticed that doesn't parallel, whereas the first shita paralleled one of the shitas before. Don't get on the bottom, don't put it on the top, tefach, anywhere in the middle. That was fine, because this shita, the braisa, matched the shita before. But this new opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that you just have to do high up, who does that match? Bishlam Rav Huna, Hu Dama Krav Yehuda. The one who said on the beginning of the Gemara that it has to be anywhere on the height of the doorway except the top and bottom part, tefach, matches the opinion here that says anywhere on the doorway except the top and the bottom tefach. El Shmuel, Damar Kaman. Shmuel, who says it has to be the top third, he doesn't go like any of these opinions, says Rashi. Okay, I'm sorry, concludes the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Breda Rav Nasan, Lo'olam Krebi Yosi. Umay T'chil is Shlisha Elyon, Deka Amar, Lahachika. When we say that you have to put on the top third, that doesn't mean that you have to really put it at the bottom of the top third. It just means he's not saying where you have to put it. Really, he holds you have to put it on the upper part. Why does it say in the top third? Just to tell you that it shouldn't be below the top third. Not that there it has to be in any specific point in that top third. Not that it doesn't have to be in the bottom of that top third. Anywhere in the height of that top third will be okay. Now, what we have here is an interesting question. Is this talking about l'chatchila b'diyavad? Meaning, what I mean to say is, let's say I don't have a tape measure, and I put my zizah based on my estimation. And estimation could be wrong. I could be off. I get it not in the top third, because I want to put it on the bottom of the top third. So if I want to put it on the bottom of the top third, which is really over there, let's say, at that red mark, and I put it up a little bit and it went below that, is that kosh, is it possible lagamrei?
No.
Or is it just the mitzvah lechatchila to put in this spot? If you hold it's only lechatchila to put on that spot, so once you say that, how? What about anywhere else in the doorway? Once it doesn't matter if it's exactly above that third mark, do I have to make sure that I go take a tape measure at every single one of my mezuzahs to assure that's not below that top third? That's one question. Let's say we assume that it has to be in the top third. Once it's in the top third, does that allow me, therefore, to put it on the all the way against the ceiling? Because, hey, who's the one who said you can't put it all the way against the ceiling and you can't put it all the way against the floor? That was an opinion that we might not be following. That's the other opinion. So according to, let's say we want to follow the top third, put it somewhere in the top third, so that means I can put anywhere in the top third all the way up to the top of the ceiling? Or no, do we yes have to account for that other opinion who said, that other sheet who says, you have to avoid the top tefach and bottom tefach. So let's see what the Rishonim say about it. It's not the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillin or Mezuzah. Of course, as we pointed out, there's no Hilchas Mezuzah. It's Hilchas Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah. All of Stam is in one short Sefer of the Rambam. Frank the Rambam, V'heichan Kovanos Mezuzah B'sel Chalal Shal Pesach. Where do you place it? B'tefach, firstly, tells you as far as the width is concerned, has to be on the outer part of the width. That's not height. B'tefach HaSamach L'chutz. How high? B'tchilas Shlisha Elyon Shal Gova Hashar. So he says the beginning of the top third. Now look at the next few words that he says. V'mkavala malam izek shera. If you get it higher than the bottom of that third, that top third, it will be kosher v'hu shiarchikena min hamashkof tefach. Wait a second. He's playing a game. He's straddling both sides of the fence. He's passing like the shita that says that it has to be in the top third, but yet he also says that if you get in the top tefach, it's going to be possibly ikuva. How does he have the right to do that? And to prove my point, to prove this question, look at the Rush. Look at the Rush. The Rush in Hilchas, the halachas of course, we pointed out that the Rush is in Sefer, in Maseches Menachos, the Rush has, the Rif has many sections, Hilchos, Sefer Torah, Hilchos Mezuzah, Hilchos Tzitzis, and this is the Rush's comments on the Rif's many Svarim. B'tchilas Shlisha Elyon, Peir Shelo Yarchik Min Hamashkof Yosef Mishlish Gov Hoshal Pesach, it can't be below that point. Aval Yochel is Tzita B'gov Hoshal Pesach Ad Hamashkof. The Rush says makes a lot of sense. The Rush says I take one sheet in the Gemara. There's Machlokas, which way, if there's a psul, it's called the top tefach, or if it's just just has been the top third, I take one. Well, the sheet that I pass like is the top third. And that's all. Anywhere in the top third is okay. But you also see that what would be if it's below, that we'll have to see. So now, the Beis Yosef is going to try to understand how the Rambam has this right to straddle the fence, to have his cake and eat it too. He's passing that it has to be in the top third like one opinion, but he also says it's going to be passed in the top tefach like the other opinion. Which one do you want to pass like, Mr. Rambam? Zok the Beis Yosef. that which the Rambam wrote, "V'hushiach kenem in amashka of tefach," you have to keep it a tefach from the roof. Mashmaleiz adelo pligi. Oh my goodness, there's no machlokas about that top third. Everyone agrees that the top third is off limits. The machlokas that we had about the top third or just the top tefach is pasul. The machlokas is only lemata mishlish ha'elyon. That's the whole machlokas. Meaning there's a machlokas if it could be the entire height with the exception of the top and bottom tefach, or only the top shlisha elyo, but everyone would agree. And you know what he says? Look at what he says.
Tefach.
Yeah, it has to be not the top tefach. V'hachi mashma, and he brings a raya that according to the Rambam, anywhere. According to the Rambam, you still, even though the Rambam passes top third, you still have to avoid the top tefach. Why? Because look at this line that relates to what Shimshi said before. What was that comparison between the height of the tefillin? Tefillin is at a height, which Rashi said before, the height of your head. So too the mezuzah have to be on the higher part of the doorpost, not in the middle like the other Shita said. Look what he says now. Ooh. Where do you put your arm tefillin? You put it all the way on your shoulder? Where you get a tattoo all the way up here, right? They get the tattoos all the way up here. So you put it on your top, you cover your tattoo with your tefillin? No, we don't put it so high. Why not? Well, that's where we do the kshira. We have to do it on the kibbutz. Kihei the kshira davi begova hazroa. Eino b'sof gova. When we say that it has to be at the height of the head, of the arm, it doesn't have to be the height of the arm all the way up to the top of the height. Eino b'sof gova. El maruchuk misof ktsas. It has to be a little bit distant from the top. It has to be towards the top. Hachinami ksivas ksiva. When we talk about the mezuzah, the alfina minei that we learned from mezuzah, that we learned mezuzah from tefillin, it also should be begova, is not the sof gova. El maruchekes mimena ma'at. Tainu tefach. What the Beis Yosef is doing is he's making up this brand new drasha. He's saying that when the Gemara said Makshira begova av ksiva begova, that means, that's telling you that it has to be higher. But even though it means the top third, it doesn't mean all the way up, because it has to be like your arm tefillin. Can I ask you a question? According to Rashi, and here's a thinking thing. Here's a thinking point. According to Rashi, gova meant what? Gova? Harosh. You don't have this whole svara of, but not the very top. So according to Rashi, how high should you be able to put your mezuzah?
All the way up.
Exactly. According to Rashi, you should be able to put it all the way up to the top. So we have here, because if they understood the word gova differently, you can come out with machlokas, halacha lemaisa, if you're allowed to put, okay, everyone will say put on the top third. But could you go all the way to the top? According to Rambam, no, because it's like tefillin. According to Rashi, tefillin, we're not talking about tefillin shel yad, we're comparing it to tefillin shel rosh. Put the mezuzah all the way on the top, and the top, and the top. According to Rashi. Fascinating machlokas. Well, the Indian halacha concludes the Beis Yosef, you should be machmir. It's a machlokas, and therefore you should avoid the top, even though we don't pass like the Rambam. The other Rav Yisham say you could put in the top tefach. Most poskim, we are going to be machmir to lichatchila avoid the top tefach. Okay. What's the situation, by the way? Is there any situation that we could have where you would dafka want to put your mezuzah on the top? I'll tell you a situation. Let's say you have a low. Let's say you have a low doorway, and it's narrow. Whenever you walk in, let's say it's narrow. Whenever you walk in, you sort of brush against it, you bang your shoulder against the mezuzah. So what would be easier? It would be easier if it would be
taller,
higher, so it's parallel to your head, because your head doesn't brush against the wall. Mm-hmm. So if you have such a stuffy kind of entrance, well, you might want to have the dafka put it high up again, but it doesn't happen too often. Okay. What will be if you put it lower than the top third? Like that we're going to talk about soon. First we have to talk about, what about when you have a very tall doorway? Now in a house, most of the time it's not such a nafkamina, because in houses, certainly nowadays, ceilings are rarely more than 10 feet. If you're lucky, they'll be 12 or 13 feet, but they're not really, really tall. What happens when you have a gate to a
warehouse,
wedding hall, a warehouse, a shul. Some shuls might have very big doorways. Other gates to cities, Shar Yafo, and other such situations. So how high do you have to put it? Do you have to put the mezuzah? Keep in mind, if you put it in the top third, no one's even going to be able to reach that, perhaps not even see it or notice it. Let's see the Yerushalmi that is going to be important for this sugya. Says the Yerushalmi Megillah Perek Dalet, the very end, I think this is the very end of the, yeah, the last Halachim Perek Dalet in the Yerushalmi. Page 2. V'do mezuzah, yahavin la hecha. Where do you put this mezuzah thing? Rezera of Yehuda v'shem Shmuel says the following. Mishal shalo, you split up the wall into thirds, the Pesach into thirds. V'nosno, you put it at the tchilas shlisha elyon. That's one opinion. Rav Chelbo b'shem Rav Chuna chotzes a Pesach u'mishal shalo. This is a different shita who says something different. You divide it into six, but we don't have to go this. We don't have to go there. Go to the last line of the, right above seven, the last line of the Yerushalmi. That's what we really need. Bar Tavari shal Rav Yitzchak. Hagatz mecha. What are you going to say about the following? Shehoya shar gavoa. If you have a really tall shar, Omar lo, so what would you answer? If you have a really tall shar, so whatever it is, what's the difference if it's tall or not tall? Put it in the top third. Look at this. No, so keneged kseifav. You put it parallel to your shoulders, shoulder height. Beis Midrash is Rabbi Chanina, Ovid Kane. The Taka did that, and Rabbi Chanina is Beis Midrash. So what do we have? We have Yerushalmi who says that if it's a very tall doorway, where do you put it? Not in the top third. You put it in the keneged kseifav. So that means, could I ask you, what about the opposite? If you have a kindergarten class, are you going to do keneged kseifav even when it's small? Or is this only special halacha when it's high? But wait a second, you're going to see something great in the next line in Tosis. Comes Tosis and says, B'Yushalmi mashma, he quotes the Yushalmi we just learned. Perek Beis, it's wrong, it should be Perek Dal de Megillah. That if the Kishah Pesach Gavoah Harbi Manicha Kneg Seifa, but what are the last four words of Tosfos? Last four words of Tosis. What does he say? V'cholik al hashas shalanu. He's learning that it's a machloket. Tosis says that this is a machloket. Iron Gemara said what? Top third. No exceptions. Doesn't matter how tall the doorway is. And comes the Yerushalmi and says, no. If it's tall, you have to put it in Keneged Kseifayim. It's Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi that Tosfos holds. Now, you have to realize that did you learn, the way I presented it, did you understand that as the Yerushalmi arguing on the Bavli? Or you just said, yeah, the Bavli was talking about, you know, regular doorways, and the Yerushalmi is talking about really tall doorways and saying something different. Well, that's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says it's Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, and of course, what do you follow when there's Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi? We'll always follow the Bavli, and therefore we will put it top third, even if it's, according to, even if it's, how high? If it's 100 feet high, you put it at the 67 mark. You put it 67 feet high.
It sounds like the question is just, what even an exceptional case? I'll just put it by safe. It doesn't say that the whole
you don't like Tosis. So you don't like Tosis?
Right.
Yeah, you're entitled to not like Tosis, but as much as we love you, if it's you or Tosis, we're probably going to go with Tosis, right?
You're saying from the Mount Pashas of the Gemaras, it sounds like it's a separate moral
opinion. I hear what you're saying, and Tosis is not like you, right? So don't worry, you're not in such bad shape because the Mordechai says like you. And the Beis Yosef cites the Mordechai. So again, if we have Tosis, how high am I going to put the mezuzah in Shar Yafo? If we stopped here according to Tosis, we should put a Pashkavil, you know, on the wall on the Chomos of Yerushalayim that the mezuzah in Shar Yafo is wrong. It's below where it should be because it should be according to Tosos. It should be on the top shlish elyon of the doorway. And if it's a 15-foot doorway, it should be 10 feet high. And we should not be able to reach it. That's what should be the halacha. So we have to put up a sign. Baruch Hashem, there's a Mordechai. Says the Mordechai, Mordechai Kosev, Mesubaka Yuri, Im Hayidu Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi that we just read, that we put it in a Keneged Kseifad, I'm not really sure if that's arguing poligat hamuda didan from the fact that our Gemara didn't make any distinctions. I'm not really sure because maybe it's like Shamshi suggests that our Gemara was talking about stam and Yerushalmi was talking about the exception, but they don't argue with one another. So that actually is seems to be, I think, the general consensus. I think that really there's no machlok is Bavli and Yerushalmi. When the Yerushalmi says put a keneged ksefav, let me rephrase that. When the Bavli said you've put it at the top third, that's in a normal case. But if it is very high, the Bavli would agree you'd put it keneged ksefav like the Yerushalmi.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
That's going to be, we'll make a comment in the next time, the Avnei Nezer. The simple understanding is that, as funny as it sounds, I mean, you don't think that's a big Indian to put your hand on it and to whatever, say Hashem Yishmarcha, whatever else, but it seems that that is part of the mitzvah, is that you should, like the Rambam says at the very end of the halachas of mezuzah, that the point of mezuzah is not just to be whatever, but to have a cognizance whenever you're entering or leaving your house, that an awareness, a Hashem awareness tool to make you more aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as you go in and out. And if it's not, if it's Lo Shel Tov, if it's not in your...
So if it's Hashmir
of the house, it should make a difference. You're right. So you see clearly from the Yerushalmi that this Indian of Ksefav, you see that there's something to do with you, not just the house, but you walking into your house. But the Avnei Nezer is going to suggest in the next source a very mechudesh tikka, an additional reason why there should be a correlation between shoulder height or person height and the mezuzah. So the Avnei Nezer was dealing with it. Somebody asked a shayla. He said, somebody wanted to say that, you know what it means to be, what does the Yerushalmi say that's very high, you should put a keneged ksefav? What is very high? Where in halacha do we have a concept of very high?
Sukkah
and
Chanukah
and Mavui, right? Those three cases there, which Lo Shel Tov Be'Eina. So maybe that's also when it's Lo Shel Tov Be'Eina, then it's too high up. I'm not going to notice it. So then the Yerushalmi tells me put it keneged ksefav. That's what the Shoel that the Avnei Nezer was trying to, the Sacher Tshuva Rebbe was trying to deal with. And the Sacher Tshuva Rebbe says, no, take a hike. Nothing to do with this. Yosef Yestrim has nothing to do with this. Because what's the difference between, what's fundamentally the difference between, on one hand, Chanukah Licht and Sukkah and a Mavui, and as opposed to a mezuzah? Listen to what he says. He says an incredible chiluk. Why the whole concept of Shel Tov Be'Eina has nothing to do with us, but does have to do with all those other mitzvahs. Says Avnei Nezer in Yoredei Shinayin Tes, Yosir Me'esrim Zeu Shir B'Sukkah, because what's the point of Sukkah? At least one time over a course of seven days of Sukkot, you should notice that there's a schach. That's enough. V'chein v'kora, the b'nei have mavui, you know, have to notice one time that they're walking, that it's, here's a mavui. And similarly, Chanukah, you should be able to just notice that it's there, once. As opposed to mezuzah, where it's a totally different mechayiv. Aval mezuzah, shari'iyasa karega, u'bishah sh'yotzi v'nechnas, the whole point of mezuzah is that you should notice it, day in, day out, entering and exiting. Whenever you come in and come out, you should have an awareness of that mezuzah. Im kein b'inan shirena lehedya. And therefore, as long as it's high above your shoulders, you're not going to notice it. So put it down, bring it down to your shoulder height. Fascinating chiluk between, as to the lumdus, he's saying that the fact that the mezuzah be within your range of vision is a mechayev of where the mezuzah should go. And now he says, he makes a drasha. Fascinating. Avnei Nezer is making a drasha. Let's see what he says. He says, where do you get this? Okay, we don't have to go into that. That's a little more complicated. What happens if, again, we said before that lechatchila should be in the top third, and lechatchila be makbir and avoid the top tefach? In the top third, but just not the very top. What happens if it's in the wrong height? What happens if it's a little bit lower than that? What happens, meaning, do I have to really go make sure I take a tape measure to all my walls, make sure it's in the top third, not an inch below that? Says the tour, Venera. She'im shina be'elu ha'mekomos, eina ma'akev, it's not ma'akev. As long as it's on where? Rak shetia b'tzad ha'yamin l'biya. Shem lo kava b'tzad ha'yamin l'biya vade ma'akev. The only thing that's ma'akev is that it has to be on the right side. You put it on the left side, you're not yotzi at all. But where you put it on the doorway, how high you put it, That's not ma'akev. Why is that? Now, if you turn back to the first source, the first word of the first source, I don't mean the Omer of Zeir, Omer of Nasa, Mashmuel, when they were talking about this very first Gemara, Menach Islam and Gimel, it says where to put it, what's the first word of the statement of where to put it? Mitzvah lahanicha betchila shlishayelu. What does the word mitzvah mean? Mitzvah always means lechatchila, givaldik. So the whole sugya introduces the height with the word mitzvah, telling you that it's only lechatchila tekadein. That's the base Yosef's diuk in source number 11, in the middle of the first line. Near Shetamo, the reason why they why it's namaakim, why the Torah says namaakim, you should do bechol hani amrina lishna de mitzvah. And he lists off a whole bunch of places where in the Gemara where it says mitzvah to do this by this mezuzah, the mitzvah to do that, mitzvah to do that. So therefore, all these, this discussion of height is all lechatchila, but not b'diavad. However, if you turn back to the Rambam on page 1, source number 2, the Rambam, source number 2, said very clearly, he says, where do you put it? You should put it on the top third, at the beginning, at the bottom of the top third. And if you put it higher than that, it's kosher, to which he contrasts the next four words, as long as you don't put it next to the mashkof. Too high up, the top tefach. What does that sound like? It sounds like it's kosher if you didn't get too high up. That means he's understanding that it could be possible if you put it too high up. If it's possible if you put it too high up, it'd probably be possible if you put it too low down. So you see that the Rambam understands that it is ma'akev. So according to the Rambam, Rabosai, as understood by this Beis Yosef, we should take a yes. Make sure, take a tape measure, and ensure that the mezuzahs are not chas v'shalom below the top third of our heights of the mezuzah. That seems to be the conclusion of the Rambam. Fine. Let's just make one side. We finished that point of the heights of mezuzah, the tall doorways, we finished with that. There's a beautiful Gemara I want to share with you in source number 12 that we might have mentioned half of it before, but we didn't see the second half. In terms, that was the height of the mezuzah. What about the width of the mezuzah? The width of the doorway. Where do you put it in the width? So we mentioned once that you have to put it in the outermost part of the mezuzah, the outermost width of the doorway. So if this is your doorway, this is your doorway, which is this. So I could put it, I'm coming into the room, I could put it right here. I could put it in the middle of the width, or I could put it on the width of the doorway close to the theater. So it should be outer, middle, or inner. So here you'll see the
Gemara Menachos, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph. Amar Rav, a mitzvah nicha, but tefach hasamach lo shus harav. It should be on the outermost part. My taima. Now, if you wonder, tefach, our whole doorway is, and this whole doorway is a tefach. If you ever went to the old city, I had a friend who has a house in the old city, actually, Yossi Beagleisen's in-law's house in the old city, they bought a house, and it happened to have been a medieval house. The walls were how thick? What? Guess again. 4 feet wall. Four feet deep. 4 feet width of walls.
Wow.
Because everything's arched. So to hold the arches on top, they had to be four.
That's why I've got 2 foot.
Okay, 4 foot walls. 4 foot thick walls. It was a medieval building and it's still standing and his in-laws live there. 4 foot width walls. And so now you see tefach hasamach, you understand. There's a lot of tefachim over there. We're not just talking about one tefach width, but what did I have? We're talking about in 4 feet you could have 16 tefachim there. So the tefach hasamach l'shus ramim, that's where it has to be. By the way, where else do you have a halacha of tefach hasamach l'shus ramim? What other halacha in Shas has to be tefach hasamach l'shus ramim? What? Yeah, that's outside. Outside, but you have to keep it within a tefach, so it shouldn't be look distance from that. So I don't know if it's really the same halacha. Probably not the same halacha. Just happens
what
to be.
What if the witness is exactly a tefach? Where do you put it?
So either you can put it anywhere, or
even close to the inside.
So look at the next few lines. Maybe we'll answer you. My time. Why do you have to put it in this outer width
of the wall, of the width of the entranceway. Rabbanan Amre, Kadei Sheyifka B'Mezuzah Miyad. Because we want, right when you come into your house, the first thing you should hit is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rechanina Misuru Omar, Kihechi Detintere. Zakt Rashi, Detintere L'chol Habayis Min HaMazik. And you want to maximize your Shmira. The more the outermost point that you could put your mezuzah, your shmira, the more you are being shomer the internal parts of the house. And look at this beautiful alagad, Tamar Chanina, Borei, Shalok Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Misam Midas Pasav Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so different, because Midas Pasav Adam, who sits where? Melech Yoshe Mibifnim, Va'am Neshamer Nosam Mibachutz. He sits all the way in the inner sanctum, and his guards protect him from the outside. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Enokein, Avod of Yoshem b'mifneh. We sit pretty in our cider houses. B'hu m'shamer b'chutz. Kadosh Baruch Hu sits, is m'shomeras from the outside. Shneimar Hashem shomrecha, Hashem tzilcha al yad yeminecha. What does this pasuk have to do with mezuzah? Look at it again.
Mezuzah on the right side.
Ah, exactly. I think the Ma'aseh makes that point. Hashem tzilcha, he's your tzel, he's your protector on your right hand, meaning the mezuzah. The mezuzah is the protection. And where is he? On the outside as much as we can. Fine. Let us finish off the shiur.
So what is mezuzah in tefach? Can you put it anywhere in the tefach?
Mi'ekra dinya, according to the svara of...
That doesn't make sense.
Should
be more on the outside of it, the last two inches from the inside. 2 inches to the outside would be better. Apisora, right?
I hear.
Well, how come it's not put up so easily? It's assuming that it's going to be four fucking wide. So
well, because the way their construction, the walls were constructed, was based on weight bearing, which you know better than me. It had to be wider to bear the weights. Fine. Let's finish off the shiur with archways. Archways are going to have two shilas. First of all, do you, bichlal, have to have a mezuzah on an archway? Is that a kind of doorway that needs a mezuzah in the first place? Second of all, if we decide that it does need a mezuzah, well, do you put it at the top third of the straight line, or the arch part, or the whole height of the mezuzah? How are you going to do that? Let's see the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Aleph. It's also a Gemara, I believe, in Erevin. It's not in Menachos with the rest of the halachas of mezuzah. Kippah. We wear a kippah. Kippah is an arch. So it's machlok as tanaim, whether a kippah, whether an archway needs mezuzah at all. But v'shavin shem yesh b'ragla asara, if this arch has a foot of 10 tefachim high, shachayav es b'mezuzah. Let's see. Why would a mezuzah be potter according to chachamim? Now, by the way, we paskin, if this machlok is remeir chachamim, who do you think we're going to paskin like? Usually passing like Rabbim, right? Who's the Rabbim here? Rabbim say, you putter from a mezuzah. Wow, an arch is putter from a mezuzah, according to the Rabbim. Why? What's the reason? Look at Rashi. The Chacham Potrim, she'ein sha'ar below rochav arba. The word sha'ar, almost says, be'secho vishe arecha, the word sha'ar can't be less than four tefachim. V'chol kippah misketzeret barosha lefachas mi'arba. Whenever you have an arch, at the height of the arch, at the apex of the arch, it's narrower than four tefachim, and therefore, you don't have a shaar. But the Gemara concluded, even though there's machlokas, if there's a height at the regel of 10 tefachim, then you do put up a mezuzah. Now here, Rashi says, Kodem sheyaschel ha'igol, if you have 10 tefachim before it starts getting curvy, before it starts curving, v'tismayid rachba, and minimizing the width. What do you think that word minimizing the width means that I underlined? It probably makes sense.
It's curving.
But I think it means what the previous Rashi. What's the whole psul for an arch, according to Chachamim? That it's going to be less than arba. So maybe here when he says that has to go straight before it starts curving, vitis my rachba, meaning you're not going to have arba. As long as you have a height of 10, before it starts curving, to be less than 4, it's going to be chayav. In other words, really, when does it reach, let's say like this. If this is my arch, if this is my arch, that's the only part that's less than 4 amos wide. The rest of it here, this dotted line, is plenty more than 4 tefachim. According to Rashi, maybe we could say that's what he means. It has to be that you have 10 tefachim in this whole height of the arch before you get to that. The whole height of the arch before you get to that circle, which is less than 4 tefachim, as long as these are 10 tefachim high, you're good. If that's correct, then every arch that we have in our houses is definitely going to be chayav, because by the time you get to the point that it's less than 4 tefachim, which is, let's say, a foot and a half, you're going to have most of the height of the arch will be 10 tefachim. You'll be most of your doors will be chayav. However, that's Rashi, but there's a Rambam. The Rambam understands this same Gemara that we just learned with a twist. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Mezuzah, Perek Vav, Bayis Sheyesh Lo Mezuzah Mikan Mikan VeKipa. And he describes, what's a kippa? Kamin Keshas. I'll tell you a funny story. We have a summer program that my wife and I have been organizing for the past few years called July in Jerusalem. And it started about 9 years ago. And the symbol of our the brand name of our, not the name, it was called July in Jerusalem, and the symbol, the picture of our program was that arch on the Churva synagogue in the Old City. A picture of that arch with blue sky behind. The problem was, 3 years ago, what did they do? They rebuilt the Churva synagogue. There's no arch there anymore, it's part of a shul. It's part of a building. There's no arch anymore with the sky behind it. So we lost our whole our logo. So that's what he tells you what an arch means. He says kimin keshes. It's like a rainbow. So he describes exactly what it is. It's a kippah, kimin keshes, like a rainbow on top of shtei mezuzos, and the plate instead of a mashkof. So you look how he says it. Im yesh begova mezuzos asar tefachim o yaser chay mezuzos. If the side posts are 10 tefachim, it's chayev. Vim ein bahen asar tefachim pturim, mipnei she'ein lo mashkov. Wow. He holds that an arch is not considered a mashkov. An arch is not considered a mashkov. When you have an arch, it's not going to be kosher. Let's just jump to how we paskin. We paskin, I'll tell you outside, and we'll finish with this. The way we paskin halacha ma'is is as follows. According to this Rambam, it seems that arch is not chayev. However, he agrees, if you have 10 tefachim going straight up, vertically straight up, before it starts to curve, and then it starts to curve, that archway is definitely chayev mikra hadin, l'chol hadayis, and does get a mezuzah, with a bracha. If, however, you have an arch that starts from the bottom, the curvature begins at the very bottom, then it's a machlokas, what we just learned. According to Rashi, it will be chayev, because he only cares about where it starts getting narrow. According to the Rambam, if you don't have any straight arrow, vertical posts, it's not going to be chayiv at all, because there's no mashkof. It's all one big mezuzah maybe. One big doorpost all the way till the ceiling. There's no mashkof at all. And therefore it won't get a mezuzah. So what do you do when there's machlokas? Rashi and Rambam, we're going to put up a mezuzah without a bracha. So that's halach l'mais of the psach. If you have a archway that has 10 tefachim vertically without any arching, before the arch starts, before the curvature begins, you put it with a mezuzah, with a bracha. If the curvature starts from the floor, you put up a mezuzah without an archway. Be'ezus Hashem, we should be zocha to continue to learn together throughout the summer, and we should all go l'mala, and always fulfill this mezuzah properly, and have Hashem protect us.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.